Joanne Ecton, founder of Mojo Solutions, and welcome to this podcast where we help both employees, business owners, and everyday people reconnect with their dreams, break free from that zombie lifestyle, and get moving down that path to truly enjoying life. So today, let me ask you a question. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by everything you have to do? If you say no, I know you're lying to me. I mean, if you're a business owner, you're crushed by responsibilities. You're struggling with the weight on your shoulders of keeping the business afloat, keeping the IRS off your back, keeping your customers happy, worrying about employees calling in sick, employees that are burnt out. It's just an endless cycle of responsibility. And then employees in today's world of massive layoffs, you're doing the work of two or three or maybe even four people. There's never enough time in the day to get it all done, and you have this endless list of things to do. You know, not too long ago, I was in a conversation with a colleague of mine, and the conversation turned towards the complaining about so much that's going on and how there's just too much to do. And his response kind of floored me. He said something like, "Well, you must like it or you wouldn't be doing it." So do I like being stressed out? Do I like taking on more and more work? Do I like feeling like I can't get it all done? Or maybe it's fear. Maybe it's the fear that if I don't do it, it won't get done right, or maybe the job won't get done at all. So it really led me to some introspection. I was at a leadership conference once with some senior leaders in corporate America, and I listened to a CIO giving her speech, and she opened with asking the question, "Why do you do what you do?" And she went on to say, "Do you know how the things you're working on add value to the business? And if you don't know, why are you doing it? Why would you come to work every day and put in your 8, 10, 12 hours of work working on something when you don't understand why it's important?" So if you take these two things and really started looking at what it is that I spend my time on during the day and why I was doing these things, and I found out that you could really learn to say no and get more done. You can knock out so much of the activity in your day and put yourself focusing on the things that were driving value and feel like you accomplished something at the end of the day rather than just feeling busy and stressed out and on that treadmill. So I guess I'm challenging you, you know, really think about it's time to get off that treadmill. Transform your approach to work. Look at being more focused on doing the right things instead of just being busy. That's easier said than done, right? So how do you do that? Well, there's a framework for weeding through all those activities in your day, and the two dimensions are value and personal preferences. So let's talk about value first. Value, obviously, is look at the future value of the activity, and do you know what it is? Now, to be able to evaluate that accurately, though, first, you need to understand what it is you're trying to accomplish. And then, is this thing going to help you get there? Is this thing going to help you build your business, make you smarter, help you with personal development, or bring in additional revenue? If those are the things that you're striving for, obviously, you'll have a different set of factors to weigh against if you're considering personal activities as opposed to business. So there's this future value concept that you need to consider. And then there's also a monetary value. I mean, everyone, I think, is familiar with the time value, right? The value of time. And people talk about how time is money. But there's a formula that you need to just plug in and put a real value on your time. So let's take an example. So let's say you want to earn $250,000 a year, right? $250,000. That's what your goal is. You want to earn that much money per year. Well, okay, so the average worker today has about 45 hours a week that they work. But in some of the studies that I've researched, 17 of those 40 hours are completely unproductive, right? They're not sure what to do. They don't have direction. They're going to meetings. They're just, you know, surfing the internet, whatever. So really, you've got 28 hours a week that you're productive. And that's 50 weeks in the year. We'll give you a couple of weeks off for vacation. If you're in countries outside the U.S., you probably want to give more than 2 weeks. But let's go with this for now. So 28 hours a week, 50 weeks. That's 1,400 productive hours in a year. So if you do the math, $250,000 a year, and divide it by the 1,400 hours that you have to earn that money, that means your time is worth $178 an hour. So is the activity that you're about to embark on worth $178 an hour to you? And that's just one example. I mean, I listened to one man I know who's very successful in owning his own business, and I forget how he did his math or how he derived the number, but it stuck in my head that his bogey, his dollar value is $524 an hour. So he won't do anything unless it will bring him in $524 for that hour's worth of work. That's a pretty steep price, but you know, you set it for yourself, name your price. So the challenge is looking at how you can focus on money-making activities. So that's one component of this framework. I told you there were two. The second one is your personal preferences. So what do I mean by that? It's like, so what do you like to do? What don't you like to do? You need to really pay attention to what you're doing and how you feel about it. So there's going to be some things right off the top you know you like or don't like, but that you're not going to be able to name them all. So pay attention as you're doing things and how your body's reacting to doing it and how much you're procrastinating on getting started. Those are the things you don't like to do. And then, you know, here's another thing to consider is that you usually like the things that you're good at, right? It's not very common to take something that you really stink at and then say you like doing it, right? Except maybe my daughter's singing, that might be an exception, but primarily, if you like to do something, it's probably something you have some level of competency in. So within this framework now, the trick is to find the activities that you like that have value. So if you find that, if you have something that you know will have value towards your goals and you like doing it, well, then do it, right? That's a sweet spot. That's where you want to spend your time. But, you know, we all know that we have activities that have value, but you don't like them, right? So what do you do with them? You get rid of them. You delegate. You hire the talent you need to do this work. And there's the activities that have no value or no perceived value, but you like them. So you know what we call that? We call that fun, right? You have to have some fun in your life, right? But you have to understand that you've got to balance it. So fun are things that you're going to get some immediate gratification, right? But you have to balance it against future gains. So is this something that I want to invest a lot of time in? Because if you spend all of your time having fun and not working on value obtaining activities, then you're not going to get too far in life. So that one you need to balance and weigh for yourself. And then, of course, the fourth dimension is a no-brainer. If there's no value to it and you don't like it, then kill it. Get rid of it. Put it out of your mind. It's gone. So there's the framework to evaluate each activity, each task, you know, how you're spending your time. If there's always a reason, right? There's always problems why people don't do this. It sounds way too simple. There's two real common problems. The first is learning how to delegate, right? There's this ego involved that says, I have to do it. If I don't do it, it won't get done right. And there's a fear of giving it to someone else and getting what you need back. So you have to really learn how to delegate. And the first step in that is to break apart all of the tasks and identify, you know, here's the things that I can teach somebody else to do, or maybe you don't even need to teach people. Maybe they can do it better than you can. You just haven't let go of it yet. And that's when you have to pry your fingers back off that activity and delegate it to someone else, give up the control and let them go do it. The second category would be things that you need expert help with. So maybe you would have this huge learning curve to get it done, and it's going to take you X amount of hours. But if you brought in some expertise, you brought in some help, you know, maybe an example is like law, where you need a lawyer, you need some accounting help, whatever it is. Look at those things and figure out how you can shortcut that learning curve and get those activities done pretty quickly by bringing in some part-time or temporary help. And then, of course, the third category, the things that only you can do. And be very judicious about what are those things that you think only you can do, and leave your ego out of it. Now, there's entire courses about delegating and how to manage tasks that you've delegated and how to know who to delegate to. And we may touch on that topic in another podcast. But for now, understand that you really need to take a look at, you know, learning how to delegate, learning how to identify the tasks that can be delegated. And that's one of the common problems. The second is giving up that immediate gratification now for long-term gains. So you've all heard, there's, I don't know how many quotes you can come up with, you know, about, you know, work hard now so you can play later, right? But that's, if you spend your time working, you're going to be no fun, right? You have, back to the balance that I talked about earlier, you need to make sure that you've got some fun in your life and not all work. But most of us have the opposite problem. We need to discipline ourselves to give up that immediate gratification of the thing I want to do now and focus instead on the thing that I should be doing. That's the second area of common mistakes that people make. So let me leave you with this. If you were to walk away today, what's the first thing to do? I'm going to give you two things, actually. The very first thing you need to do is figure out what an hour of your time is worth, right? Figure out how much you are willing to invest in this activity in terms of time. And then the second thing is to discipline yourself to think with every activity, is this giving me value, right? So learn how to weigh these activities. So I think with those two things, you will begin to start moving the small tasks, the time-sucking tasks out of your life. Get yourself freed up so you have more time to really transform your energy and work on the things that bring you back some long-term goals. And those will be the things that you get excited about. So take the time to really give yourself this discipline, put this process in place, and then let me know how you're doing.
Okay, as we wrap up today's call, let me remind you all to take a look at our website, lifechoiceexpert.com. Sign up for our free newsletter. What we do is we take tips and strategies from successful people, all that's been published, and deliver it to your email box each and every week. So remember, success leaves clues. The best way for you to be successful is to follow those clues left behind, and that's what we deliver to you. So take advantage of this free resource. Again, it's lifechoiceexpert.com. Thank you all.